not too many my players would remember the Roosters 75 team, but I can. I was a St George supporter actually as a kid, and my sister got married on grand final day in 75 when the Roosters played St George, and I think it was 38-0. So the Roosters were a great side. You know, they had obviously Ron Coote, Arthur Boots, and Johnny Mays used to run around there, Johnny Pears, I think. So, they were one hell of a team. So, that's, they've still got, three games. So we just like to take game at a time and see how that works. But, this group has done a tremendous job.
Craig Bellamy, the Melbourne Storm coach there. So 19 in a row, the Roosters team of 75. I do rather love that he's still dirty on his sister for getting married on grand final day that year and costing him the chance to see the team win the premiership. Andrew Voss, these things in a sporting fan's heart, they do last the generations.
Yeah, good morning and good morning, listen. That's a horrendous tale. A wedding on grand final day. And that before we had, been able to watch on the phones, He wouldn't have anything, would he? No. He could have the little transistor earpiece in, maybe, but probably not. So that's just an awful story. That's a very sad story.
How big an effort, 16 straight, and particularly taking in the circumstances of the time where few of them have been at home.
Yeah, and the way they've done it too. I mean, they're not just, they're putting sides to the sword week after week after week. There's also been an injury toll. Ryan Pappenhausen, until the last 2 weeks, hadn't played since the Magic Round way back in round 10. That's a substantial amount of football to miss. Harry Grant, such a key element of the side, he's missed football. Cameron Munster hasn't played a full season. There's players that have, the drain of origin, state of origin as well. So, Melbourne, incredible performance. And in fact, I was thinking when I was getting ready for this segment today that I might have to make a confession. Mm. And I'm going to say that you are the biblical man here. Jared, forgive me, Jared, for I have sinned, but I'm going to make the statement. I think Melbourne might be a better side without Cameron Smith. And I'm not saying they're better because Cameron left, but I'm saying this team, the way they are playing, is better than Melbourne of last year. They're not better because Cameron left. They're just better because they've become a better team and individuals have become better players.
Them's our fighting words. That'll get back. Hey, Saturday. So, fascinating day in Queensland. The AFL knew that it had to sit in behind the NRL, who had more at stake when the Chief Health Officer and the Premier announced no professional sports, AFL and NRL. They ended up making the snap decision to get out of the state before the 4 o'clock lockdown. The NRL negotiated their way to play. How big a save was this?
Massive, absolutely massive, and it really was chaotic. Being a member of the Fox Sports team, the Fox League commentary team, and we have the exclusive rights to Super Saturday. So Saturday is our biggest day of the week. Three games to cover, afternoon and night. It was all over the place, and one of the logistical problems, like as they were scrambling. I mean, I don't know whether Jared, you heard the story. It's one of the oddest ones you'll ever get. I understand a bus driver. A bus turned up at the Canberra team hotel asking for the Canberra players. And Canberra said, what are you doing here? And said, well, I'm here to take you to the airport to go to Townsville. They said, Townsville? The bus driver knew ahead. Things were happening so fast that a bus was organised and the bus driver knew what he was doing, but the team hadn't been informed. And, referees were told, pack up in half an hour notice, you're going to go on the plane. South Sydney players were sitting on a tarmac in Rockhampton and not allowed to get off. They were due to play the Dragons, who had been held up back in Brisbane. And then the logistics of the actual broadcast coverage, when people were saying, well, okay, switch the match to Townsville and go there. Well, there had been no match in Townsville that weekend, so you had no crew, you had no cameras, audio, cables laid, set. I mean, you can't just turn up at a ground and broadcast it. And then we found out that we weren't able to fly any crew anywhere. So if you left that, that greater Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast precinct, were you going to be able to get back? So it became logistically impossible to have it anywhere outside of, dare I say, the hotspot. So they've negotiated the Suncorp availability, no crowd, and very, very minimal staff. I mean, Melbourne Storm, Frank Panisi, he hasn't missed a game since Moses.
Yes.
He didn't get to go to the game because they had a restriction on numbers.
Amazing. Amazing. Hey, if you're making a market as to where the NRL grand final would be, what's your order?
Mm. Incredible. It is 2 months from today to the grand final. 2 months to the day. And with what certainty could you say anywhere? I mean, We've had an Origin game cancelled in Melbourne this year. I love the thought of MCG Grand Final. Wow, wouldn't it be great? What a celebration over probably consecutive weekends. Fantastic. But how could you lock it in? And now, even with Suncorp Stadium, how can you lock it in? I floated yesterday that the only place with certainty in the rugby league world, if you know what I mean, is probably Auckland.
Yes.
And the Wallabies have been given safe passage in and out to play a Bledisloe Cup series against the All Blacks. So an exemption's been made there. Could not the same be done for the two rugby league teams, provided they stay in a strict bubble until grand final day? And when the two grand finalists are determined the week before October 3, they will fly over, what, on the Tuesday, Wednesday? Basically a fly-in, fly-out for the biggest game at a packed Eden Park in Auckland.
Chip, bunk the AFL players on the same and get them both played across the same weekend across the ditch.
Now we're thinking. we're ideas, men. We are. We've solved the problem.
Rossi, great to reach across the divide. Good luck in Sydney Town at the moment.
Yeah, and Melbourne v Manly, wherever it's being played this weekend, will be potentially the match of the year.
Oh, logistical challenges all over the place, but the footy powers on. Andrew Voss with the view from Sydney.